Coming up on Discover Montcalm Podcast, Nate and Jake's Meadery from Edmore.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm Podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Cara Stevens.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm Podcast. I'm Cara Stevens from M1063 WGLM and Backroads Radio, local radio stations. And we're here with Nate and Jake's Meadery. Nate, Jake, in Edmore. So just to start things off, give me a little background. Start off with you, Nate.
Hey, Cara. First of all, thanks for having us. Sure. I'm Nate. I'm originally from Minnesota. I found my way out here a little after COVID, sold my house, and bought a building instead. And I've been living out of that, working out of that, and then found the big guy here, and we've been having some fun at the restaurant, working away ever since.
All right. What's your backstory?
I'm Jacob, and I was with the Michigan National Guard for about 8 years. I have one deployment to Iraq, and I started a freeze-dry business.
Okay.
And I needed a space to sell it commercially.
Okay.
And
that's how you guys hooked up.
That's right.
All right. So are you from Michigan?
Yes.
Okay. So you got some Michigan background and then you got the Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So what's been the difference? Is there a big difference between Michigan and Minnesota as far as living here in the communities and all that? Or the, pretty much Midwest is Midwest?
Pretty much Midwest is Midwest. Okay. You know, the small town vibes are pretty much the same as here as out there. You know, there's, you know, I'm from resort areas, you know, from out there. So really that's the big difference, you know, but, you know, Edmore is a cute, quiet little town and, you know, it's definitely been nice living there from that aspect for sure.
Okay. How long have you been here then?
Almost 5 years. So about 4.5 years now total. Okay.
And I've visited your location and it's the old building that's been there since late 1800s. Cool building. Very cool. That's been fun getting up to speed and ready to open, I'm sure.
Yeah,
did
definitely.
You find some fun stuff in there?
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's a lot of fun stuff in there. Supposedly the building's haunted. Like, they've had paranormal investigators out there.
Nice.
And, you know, there's some old, like, ironworks, you know, from the, like, there's a big, you know, big thing from the original elevator that's in the back of the building. That's still in there. It's kind of cool. But yeah, having a building like that's got its challenges, you know, and then there's also been a lot of, you know, really good restaurants and really bad restaurants that have been in that location. So there's, you know, there's some big shoes to fill and a lot of expectations that people have coming in there, you know. And so I think me and Jake have done a pretty good job, you know, meeting people's expectations, you know.
Definitely.
And you've got the sign now. That was a big challenge. I know that. People are trying to find you.
Yep. We just got a sign installed last Thursday. We're super happy with that, you know, and, you know, that's been going really good, you know.
Excellent. Now, a meadery. A lot of people might not know what mead is. It's ancient.
It's ancient. It's actually one of the very first and oldest forms of alcohol, even older than beer. It's just honey, yeast, and water.
So how did you decide to go with mead?
Honestly, it really came down. We were thinking about possibly doing brewing beer in the location, but the level of equipment that's required for beer is just absolutely astronomical to break in at even a small brewing level. And so, I mean, for us, like, to start out, you know, now that's not to say we won't get it later, but it came down to cost, you know, operating costs and breaking into it.
It's almost kind of cool because there's not a lot of people doing that.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a lot of people brewing beer.
I think there's less than 20 meaderies in the entire state of Michigan.
Really?
So don't quote me on that number. I'm probably a little bit off there, but there is not very many.
There aren't any around here. That's all we
Absolutely.
Need to worry about right now.
Absolutely.
So you start with the honey. Just take us through the process. How is it made?
Depending on the level of alcohol that we're trying to go for at the end product, usually we make a 6, a 9, and a 16%. Ooh. And so we add our honey to our large containers. We've got some really, really big a bunch of 20-gallon containers, fermenting containers that we've, like, customized and, you know, made to fit our needs and stuff like that. We add the honey, add the water, we mix it well, add yeast, and then we you just give it time.
Let the magic happen.
Yeah, yep. you take some readings and you write everything down and date everything, and really it's just you give it, you let the yeast do its thing, you give it time.
So is it the longer or it ferments, then the higher potency? Is that how it works, or is it?
No, it's the more honey that you have in there, the higher the potency.
Really?
Yes.
More food for the yeast.
Okay.
Absolutely. Because basically once all the yeast is gone, then it doesn't have anything else to eat, and it dies off, and then you wait for all the yeast to settle, and then we take all the good stuff from the top.
Okay.
Yeah, filtering is truly important, too, for a clean product.
The filter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because I know when I stopped in, you had the straight mead, just the honey mead, and then there's flavors that you can add to it on the spot, which I thought was really cool, too.
Yeah, well, I've got a little background in bartending, because I've worked in restaurants since I was 14, aside from a little break to go into the Army right after high school.
You were bartending then, huh?
No, definitely not. Definitely not. I was welding and doing a lot of guard duty on the towers, perimeter towers in Taji, Iraq.
You needed the mead when you get home.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. It was something great to focus on here, I for like sure.
That.
So
I like that.
And then I haven't had ours tested or anything like that, but mead, we use wildflower honey in our mead. We're going to switch to local honey in the very near future, because there is a honey producer just outside of Edmore.
Okay.
And but the honey's made from just wildflowers and stuff like that that the bees go and collect on their own, versus brewing beer, it's made from wheat and barley and hops and stuff like that.
Lots of
and
different ingredients and different there's formulas.
There's a lot of stuff sprayed onto those fields, like pesticides and stuff like that.
Didn't even think about that.
So, the bees kind of essentially are the filter for that kind of stuff. Yes, tiny bits get through, but like there's a lot of, and I think that's the direct reason on why there's like a significantly lower impact on like a hangover type feeling the next day. Because I don't know if you noticed that or not, but anytime, I don't drink it every day because,
you can't have your own products. And
yep. You can't do that.
Business like that. No.
Especially I live in the building. That'd be a problem.
Okay. See, I'd have a problem with all the smash burgers. We haven't gotten into the food yet.
Oh yeah.
Because Beyond the Meatery, there's a really good menu.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and thank you for that. We recently just added chicken tenders and then started making ranch, and that has been going, absolutely wonderful. Little bumps in the road getting everything dialed in when you first start something and put something new onto the menu. We get there pretty quick. We're veterans, we're efficient. We like to make sure we like to get the job down and get it there for sure.
And efficient and clean.
Yes.
Because you do the fryer's tallow.
Absolutely.
Which is very unique and beneficial as well.
Yeah. I mean, because all those seed oils that a lot of people use in their fryers, I totally understand, reasoning for it, cost, and, I'm not going to knock anybody who's putting in the work, much respect to all that. But, we wanted something that not a lot of other people are doing, and that's, quality is something that's really, really important to us, and quality of ingredients, starting from the basic ingredients, like everything matters.
Yeah.
All the details matter.
And I like that you're hooking up with a local apiary or beekeeper or whatever you want to call them. I think that's what they're called. Apiary.
Yeah.
I sound fancy now. I love it.
Gotta love it.
The Discover Montcalm podcast wants to thank West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, WGLM, 106.3 FM, DW Video, Blueberry Podcast Platform, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your community support.
So, Vikings, they drink the mead.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you have a Viking mead? Like a name for any of these? Or?
Not necessarily just yet. Okay. The name that's on our label is Hard Honey Water, and we do like Viking themes with our labels and stuff like that.
I know, but your sign's got the Vikings.
Yeah, because we both have like Nordic heritage, as
Me
well.
Too.
So.
Plus, I like to destroy things.
Yeah, absolutely. Let the berserker blood come out.
I love it. Maybe we should have because I'll put it on the radio station, but a contest for some different brews and different names and things like that. That could be fun.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe the people who succeed at the Smash Burger Challenge.
Yeah.
They get naming rights or something.
Or we could do a special batch for them, and they could win a bottle when it's done.
Yeah, that'd be cool, too. Sorry, I'm thinking outside the bottle.
No,
again.
You're good.
No worries.
Yeah.
Ideas are always a good thing.
I like it. That's really all I have. No ideas. Well, lots of ideas, no follow through. You guys are the follow through.
Right.
It's the military thing. I need to find a military guy to be my assistant, I think.
Right.
But yeah, what else? What else is going on? You've been here in Michigan, always Montcalm County?
No, I grew up near Lansing.
Okay.
I was in Ingham. I was in Ionia for a while.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I was in Holt for the radio stations. I used to work at JXQ.
Oh, okay.
I think I mentioned that earlier on accident. So now you've been here for about 5 years.
Almost 5 years.
Almost
yeah.
5 years. What have you discovered? We talked earlier, you know, it's a lot of similarities. What are the differences?
Honestly, the winters are easier in Michigan than Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Except for, well, I mean, the difference is how, like, the roads are taken care of. Because Minnesota is legitimately, like, militant about the way they take care of the roads in the wintertime. Like, everything is on a schedule versus, you know, like,
here
reacting to the weather. Yeah, absolutely.
They're proactive rather than reactive.
But
I think,
you know,
we try to be, but
the weather is crazy up there. You know, I mean, it's farther north and it gets down to negative 50 up there. So there's, you know, big differences. But, you know, and I suppose I bring that up because, like, the roads shut down. You know, when the roads get shut down, we absolutely, our business gets affected type of thing. So it's like,
and
I get frustrated because I'm used to, you know, Minnesota where it's, you know, 6 inches, 8 inches of snow. Not a problem every day. That's a Tuesday. You know, type of thing. Whereas that kind of comes closer to shutting things down up here. And that's been a difference.
Okay. All right. Let's see. What are your favorite things that you've discovered around here? Other than, well, you haven't gotten out of your building, have you?
I rarely get out except to go, you know, go get, you know, stuff that I need, you know, shopping and stuff like that. So like, yeah. That's not one I can really answer very well, to be entirely honest. I need to get that changed, and I need to fix that for sure.
I'll send you on a different place next time we do a podcast. I'll send you on a wild goose chase and have you stop at all different places and say I'm there, and I won't be there, so you can discover things. Discover Montcalm.
That'd be fun.
How do you like that?
Little adventure.
Yeah, like a treasure map. What do you know about Montcalm County? What are your favorite things around here?
Honestly, I didn't really do much either.
No?
Up here, no.
Do you hunt?
I hunt, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I enjoy hunting and fishing.
Yeah. Beach? You went over to the beach yet?
I didn't know there was one.
What? You haven't taken him over to the beach?
I'm in the kitchen all the time.
No.
Well, you got to go to Lake
Michigan.
One
of them anyway. We got a couple catches in the building.
Well, yeah. You got to go to Lake Michigan, though.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
For sure.
I mean, I have driven up and through the UP a bunch of times, and I've gone up to. I haven't really stopped in there because it's both. I travel back to home to see family and friends and stuff like that. So
you just go to the bridge and go.
Yep. I mean, that's a gorgeous bridge. Kinda, you know, definitely cool to pass over.
Scares the crap out of some people.
Oh yeah, I've done it in the wintertime too. I accidentally made that drive in a blizzard one time.
It's
that was fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, have your family members come down here and checked everything out?
My dad, my stepmom actually did come out. Yeah, and then I've got a business partner in Minnesota with a separate thing. He's come out and he's checked out, you know, checked the place out too. So
very
that was kind of cool. Yeah.
So name off some things that are on your menu that everybody wants to get again.
Well, the garlic smash burger.
Oh, the garlic cheddar burger. Yeah, because we take the cheddar and we put it straight on the flat top, and so it gets like a little crispy on one side and then gooey on the other side. And
so you didn't bring meat and you didn't bring burgers.
Well, we're closed on Tuesdays. I'm sorry.
So you had lots of time to get in there and get it prepared.
Yeah.
I am sending you on a wild goose chase next time.
You know, I guess you'll have to just come and pick up a bottle from us.
Oh, I will. You know I will. What other things you got coming up, you think? You just talked about entertainment maybe coming up. You got a big building.
Yeah. Got a real big building. Been throwing around some crazy ideas, but something that's definitely more likely is we'll likely be doing chicken wings, make those in house and start and put those on the menu, because we have them on the menu right now, but we don't make them ourselves.
Your
onion
rings are delicious too, because you hand batter those too.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hungry. Probably just basically a conversion of all of our menu made in house type of thing, you know, because that was a great way to start, you know, getting stuff from, you know, our food provider. They're awesome and everything like that, but we can do better.
Well, handmade anytime.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
Now, would someone at home be able to brew their own batch of mead?
Yeah, absolutely. You can, I think, what is it, like 50-something gallons a year that's legal for at-home use, for at-home brewing?
Maybe we should do classes.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be a wonderful thing to do. We could do classes, you know.
I say
I could, like, get everything, like, that it, people would need, make it in the class, people take it home.
Or we could just do a class,
and then you go make it home, you know. Buy the kit, go take it home and use it type of thing. We go through a class and you know,
show you how to do it. Absolutely. Yeah, I think that'd be really cool. All right. What if we had to name a mead based on Montcalm County, what would it be?
Discover.
Discover Mead?
No, Discover Montcalm.
Discover Montcalm Mead?
Yeah, let's do a little advertising.
I think that's what we're doing for all of us.
Hey, we could work out a little collaboration deal.
Yeah, I like it.
Absolutely. You know, because like the more local that we get, the more local we do, the better. That's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. And that's why when I went to the Home and Garden Show, I ran into that guy that makes syrups out of all that stuff. So I'm like, oh, I got to grab this guy's information and give it to Nate and Jake.
And so long as it doesn't have, like, preservatives in it, which, I mean, we could neutralize preservatives, you know, if we needed to. But, like, if it doesn't have preservatives in it, we could absolutely brew that straight in, ferment that straight into some probably really, really good mead.
Yeah, because it looks like they do, like, the simple syrups and things like that out of the farm that they grow. And I don't believe they have the pesticides or anything like that. So, sorry, I just went down a whole different angle. But I think that'd be cool.
Absolutely.
Really cool. Absolutely. The more collaborations we can get.
We did just get a new cotton candy machine, too, though.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah. We're going to be doing cotton candy dessert burritos. Yeah.
What?
So we'll take, like, a massive cotton candy, kind of flatten it out, open it up a little bit, a few scoops of ice cream, some chocolate or some caramel syrups.
And sprinkles. Some honey.
And then some sprinkles, maybe a little bit of honey in there, you know, so some crushed up peanut butter cups, some Oreos, you know.
This could
do
be
a few
next,
things.
This could be the next Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yeah.
You got burritos and mead. Burritos and mead. Now you just need the video games and stuff, and you're in. I'll bring the tickets.
Like, you know, we've got, like, a whole, like, other side of the building. Video games might not be a bad idea.
That would probably be cool.
For some reason, I've been tossing around the idea of a indoor mini golf, like, just a little nine-hole thing.
It'd be fun, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, give people something to do.
Absolutely. You know? Right. Absolutely.
I like it.
And then, of course, when it's family-friendly, too, you know. That's we love that for sure.
Food, family, and mead.
Yeah. I like good times.
Yep.
Lots of smiles.
All right. Here's a good one. What is the strangest combination or flavor that you've come up with for your mead? Or boba. You do boba too.
Right.
Yeah.
Cotton candy for sure.
Cotton candy was
cotton candy mead?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely not expecting that one.
It was very popular when we first started serving it.
Yeah, no, it's still popular. I just sold a bottle of cotton candy the other day.
Oh, that's the other thing. You sell bottles to go.
Absolutely, so we do. We have state and federal approved labels for our bottles as well, for our 6 and our 16%. And you can absolutely, you know, get a bottle of that to take home with you after your meal, you know, so which is kind of cool, I think.
So you don't have to be open and I can follow you and I can grab one.
Absolutely, yeah.
Now, we talked earlier about how you would get into other, like, establishments. How would that look? Would you just send them a keg kind of a thing eventually, or?
Well, we'd bring them one.
Okay.
Absolutely, you know, well, type of thing. So, you know, which may, you know, if that all worked out one day, you know, it may be a driver, but, you know, for the time being, you know, I'd probably bring it, you know, or Jake could bring it and.
Get the relationship going for the most part, yeah.
Absolutely. You know.
It seems like there was a coffee one that a coffee mead or a.
Toffee. Likely. Yeah.
Yeah, that was.
The toffee is a really, really good one. That one's very popular as well. I wasn't really expecting that one to be ordered as much as it is.
Marshmallow.
For sure.
I thought I saw that too. Toasted marshmallow.
Yeah, that one is very, very, you know, people.
You just don't think about that with mead. You think berries and fruity kind of stuff. So.
Right.
Interesting flavor combinations. And people can do a flight and do different samples, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. You could do different samples. And, you know, we're probably going to be, you know, as we go here, we're expanding, like, our productions and stuff like that. And we're also going to be making more meads that are not going to be able to be customized, because we're going to make them with – because the way that we do it right now is we make large unflavored batches, mm-hmm. and then we flavor it with our, you know, the syrups.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we'll likely start doing some batches made with fruits, and especially if we can get some local stuff. You know,
okay.
we'll probably, you know, maybe go up to Anderson Girls, you know, mm-hmm. right up down the road from us, mm-hmm. and, you know, do some apple meads and stuff like that. But, yeah. you know, so that's definitely kind of, you know, on our radar for the, you know, the future.
What about farmers markets and things like that? Have you been to any of those around here and hooked up with any of the local farmers or things like that? That'd be another area to check out.
That's true.
We really haven't, because we've had a focus on like just kind of getting the restaurant like up and running and kind of kicking a little bit more. So, because you know, so right now most of our time and focus and energy goes into keeping what that place doing. Going yeah, yeah. and stuff like yeah. that. Because
I'll be your ambassador when I'm out and about and I see something that clicks, I'll grab it. How's yeah. that?
That'd be awesome. We'd appreciate that for sure.
For sure, anytime. And now as we get to the end of this discussion anyway, any other things you want to talk about real quick or just want to tell everybody where you're at and how to find you? And
Yeah. So we're located right downtown Edmore at 526 East Main Street, right across the street from Napa. And if you've been around, you know, the area a little bit, a lot of people know us by we're in the old Mustang Junction building.
Okay.
So,
all right. Well, people know their landmarks.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So
very cool. And you got Facebook, website.
So our Facebook is Nate and Jake's Meadery. We don't have a website yet, but yeah, give us a like and a follow on Facebook
and Google.
And you know, of course, Google Maps. That's a great way to find us.
What are your hours? Days, hours?
So right now we're kind of on limited winter hours, but we're probably going to be expanding that. That's probably a big thing that's going to be going.
The next big thing.
So right now we're primarily open for dinners on the weekends, okay. So Thursday through Sunday.
People start tasting those Smashburgers, they're going to demand open for lunch.
Oh, yeah. I've been getting a lot of messages from the Facebook page about needing to be open for lunch and stuff like that. So that it's something that we're working on, you know, figuring out and, you know,
doing
stuff.
You get to work more
like
hours,
that.
That's all.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
No sleep for you.
Yeah, no sleep, none at all.
I understand that completely. Well, all right. Thank you guys very, very much. If there's nothing else, we'll wrap this up and see you again next time, because I'm sure you'll have more to talk about.
Definitely. Definitely. I'm sure we'll do more, and I'm sure we'll have a whole lot more to tell the world.
Heck yeah. And I'll be there. I'll be following you guys to go get my mead.
Thank you so very much for having us. Course, we really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming to Discover.com podcast. Find us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Pandora app. Oh, am I missing something? Google. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Follow us and share it. And listen to the radio station.
R. Stevens, WGLM. I'll tell everybody.
Yep, you do that. I'll tell everybody too.
I appreciate that.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Cool.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed, celebrating 40 years at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624.